it looked like the war was going to hit France. I mean, the Germans invaded Poland, and I think France was the next stop. And so my grandfather sent letters to my mother and my father, one to my mother in French, telling her that we hope for the best and pray that we'll make it through and so on. But he told her that her brother was in the army. Mm. And then he wrote a letter to my father in Yiddish, which was my father's main language, telling him what not to expect. Mm. And he hopes that they'll make it through, but they don't know. And it was a very, very sad time for my mother, because once the Nazis came in, a black curtain fell. We heard nothing about them. Mm. And then when the war was over, we were trying to figure out how we're going to find out how they are. And one day a doorbell rang, and my mother opened the door to an American soldier. Mm. And he asked if she was Mrs. Messon, and she said yes. And he said he met her brother Maurice in Paris, who grabbed him and said, if you're going home through New York, I have a sister in New York. They don't know anything about the family, and if you could stop and tell them. And he gave them the story of what happened. So we found out that my grandfather died of starvation and pneumonia during the war.
How did Nana's mother
die? And she lived until she was 75, and the Allies were about to enter Paris, and she was taken with the last batch, and not by the Germans, but by the gendarmes, who sent her to Drancy, which was the Free French place where they gathered the Jews. And from Drancy, they kept her 200-some-odd francs, and they sent her on to Auschwitz. And her daughter and son-in-law were taken early in the war, I think in 42. And her daughter was imprisoned in a brothel for the German soldiers. So it was a terrible end to our story. But the one that remained, my uncle, they came out of the Maginot Line, and the resistance, the underground, got the soldiers into hiding places. And his son, who was blonde-haired and blue-eyed, was sent to a family in the suburbs or wherever it was. They had Roger. 8 children. They added a 9th to their listing of children. And he made it through. He was what they call a term for it, a hidden child.
Oh.
But I was very anxious to go and meet the family that survived and find out more. And then my darling husband-to-be figured out that the honeymoon he planned to give us would cost as much as a trip to Europe if we didn't fly, because flying in those days was very costly. And we sailed to
what
Europe.
What year was this?
1953. And so we took off. We did the original backpacking tour before backpacking. And we traipsed around Europe, and our final stop was Paris. And as we pulled in on the train, as we passed the people on the platform, I said to Robert.
There were a lot of people on the platform.
Yes. There must have been about 20 people standing there. I said to him, oh, my God, I see my Uncle Maurice. I recognize him.
You knew them by faces, even though
yes,
there was
yes,
the black curtain of
yes,
silence.
Yes, that's right. Over the years, they would send us pictures of their vacation. And I was absolutely elated. And he said to me, look, see that other family? He said, they're my relatives. I can see my cousin Regina, whom I knew, her face on all of them. And so when we got off the train, it was like a craziness. Everybody rushed us, and we were being surrounded, and hugs and kisses and crying, and it was just an amazing, happy feeling after all the sadness.